And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
Everybody, this is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my lovely little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And welcome to the big show. We're gonna we have a fabulous guest lineup for you today. Some wonderful things. You know, we like talking about all the great positive things happening in Tucson. And, you know, the old adage of takes a village to raise a child. Well, it takes, you know, a community to be great. And we've been talking to folks about history, about some special places here in Tucson. We're now going to talk about some special organizations that really cut to the chase and really show the heart of our community.
And I guess we should take that a step further, Fred, and share with our listeners why we're, you know, the show's going to kind of take a little bit of a turn in the future. You know, in the past we've talked about great events. You know, yeah, we want to support everybody that's out there supporting people in need, but... recently in our family, we've had a little setback. My 7-year-old son, Larry, was diagnosed with leukemia on the 28th of December. And talk about losing the wind in your sails. It's been quite an adjustment for us. And the amazing thing about what's happened is the people who have rallied around us. And it's not just family and friends. It's also community organizations. And one of them we're going to talk about today, because it, and you're right, Fred, it takes a community to raise a child, and we live in an unbelievable community. So strap on your optimism and your positive thoughts today, folks, because we've got a great show coming up, and we're going to talk about folks that help people. And these folks are some of the reasons that Tucson is a great place to live. So,
and before we go to the first break, we want to remind folks, if you want to keep in contact with us, send us an email at fred@fredandjeff.com. We'll put you on the email list.
Right. Check out our website, fredandjeff.com, where we've got all of our past shows up and ready for you to listen to. And support our sponsors, because without our sponsors, the Fred and Jeff Show is not, we couldn't do it. We couldn't do it without their support.
Yeah, so, we also want to thank a new sponsor, Sherry Graves. You know, Jeff and I have been taking really
crappy
pictures.
Call a spade a spade, Fred. Crappy pictures and putting them on our website. Typically because we forget a camera, so we're fumbling around with our phones trying to get a picture.
Yeah, the iPhone gets used. So we have the professional stylings of Sherry Graves, and you're going to see some quality pictures on the website for each show. So when you're listening to us online, you can take a look at the pictures of who we're talking to.
And have a chuckle.
Yes,
because today I've got a full head of hair. Tomorrow I might not.
That's right. We'll be shaving our heads for Larry.
That's right. When Larry loses his hair, so will I.
I mean, I don't have much to go to start with, but you do.
Yes, I do.
All right. So when we come back, we're going to be talking to some really good folks. So listen to our sponsors, and I'll see you in a minute.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Are you planning a special event or celebration? Call Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in Southern Arizona.
Hi, this is Bill Viner with the Tucson Festival of Books. It's no wonder why the Tucson Festival of Books relies on Arizona Party Rental. They maintain high standards for all of their products and deliver 5-star service.
Hi, this is Andy Brown, Vice President of A-Team Security and Event Services. I've been in the special event business now for 20 years, and nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental. They have the largest selection of equipment, friendliest staff, and they really care about making your event special.
My name is Rebecca Guthrie, and I would highly recommend Arizona Party Rental to anyone who needs anything that has to do with parties or events. They are very friendly and make you feel like family, and that your event is just as important to them as it is to you.
Hey, thanks. Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Make Arizona Party Rental your celebration destination. Visit our new showroom on Speedway and check us out on Facebook.
When Jeff and I are looking for a good cigar, we head over to Anthony Cigar Emporium.
That's right, Fred. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, a comfortable environment. It's the perfect place to buy a cigar for any time.
Three convenient locations, one at Oracle and McGee, one at Crossroads Festival at Swan and Grant, and their new location at Williams Center at Craycroft and Broadway.
Come on over to Anthony Cigar Emporium, get your cigar, and you might even run into Fred and I, and you can tell us why you love Tucson.
Shelby, how does Five Star give back to its customers?
Existing monthly pest control customers who refer a friend to us receive a discount on their next service.
How about your current termite treatment customers?
When a customer's home is treated for termites, they refer a friend who has their home treated. They will receive an additional year of service on their termite contract.
Wow, that could add up to over $1,000 in savings.
Yes, it can. Log on to our website for details on our customer rewards program.
Five Star, the natural choice. 886-0045, 5starTermite.com.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And
what? You said...
All right, did you want to do the intro or did you want me to do the intro?
No, I asked you if you want to do the intro.
You said... Oh, yeah, you're right. Go ahead, Fred.
Okay. And welcome back.
Hey.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is professional radio at its height.
You know, you think this is good. Wait for an hour from now when you've got Dave sitting for 3 hours. That's professional radio. not so much.
We're just warming you up.
Exactly.
So this is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother Jeff. And in studio with us are some big heroes from Beads of Courage. And right now we're going to be talking to Erica Columbia. She's a special events coordinator for Beads of Courage. And we've got a big event coming up.
Yes, we do. It's the second annual Courage in Motion 10-hour dance marathon down at the Student Rec Center at U of A, March 31st. And it's this is a really big event for us. We have a lot of fun. It's a lot of community support. And we're very proud to be hosting this again.
That's great. Now let's talk about what Beads of Courage is.
Yeah, what is Beads of Courage, Erica?
Well, Beads of Courage is it's a nonprofit group that has its roots here in Tucson. Started here 8 years ago with Jean Baruch, who is a graduate from the University of Arizona Nursing School. And what it is it is a program that supports children who are going through serious disease, and it celebrates their strength and their resiliency. And so what we do is we give them beautiful glass beads every time they go through a treatment. So every time they are poked with an IV, every time they are overnight in a hospital, every time they lose their hair, they get a different color bead for each treatment. And the average child ends up with 500 beads. And the beautiful thing about it is it's something that is beautiful. So it gives them color, it gives them something tangible, but it gives them something that they can be proud of.
Well, I have to share a story with you. Last Tuesday, a very nice lady, I can't remember her name, darn it, but came to the house from Tunedito. And she had the big box of Beads of Courage, and we started Larry's beads. And so Larry got a copper bead for his first chemotherapy, and he got a little Christmas bead, which was a little snowman with a black top hat, and he got a black bead for having a bad day. But the beads were phenomenal. And he's seven. And seven-year-olds like to collect stuff. And so he was very, very meticulous about, okay, I want one of those. I deserve one of those beads. I get one of those beads. I get two of those beads. And when we were done, and Larry was diagnosed last Tuesday, he must have had 14, 15 beads. So a kid going through leukemia treatment, which can last up to 4 years, he'll have a ton.
He'll have a ton of beads.
And it's great. I mean, it's a great program. Well, why did she start this lady that started the program? How did she come up with the idea?
Jean Baruch is a pediatric oncology nurse, and she felt
and she's here
that,
from Tucson.
And she's from Tucson. And she went to school here in Tucson. She's lived here for 17 years, and she's a big supporter of the Tucson community and has grown. This program has grown to now serve over 30,000 children throughout the world in 6 countries and 112 hospitals.
And you guys, where do you get your beads?
Well, we get our beads donated from glass bead artists all over the world.
Really?
Who hand make their beads and donate their beads to our headquarters.
So they're really one of a kind.
They are. They're really, it's really beautiful. And a lot of times, you know, when they go through, like, say, the child is in remission, they get a purple heart, and those purple heart beads are are beautiful beads, and they are one of a kind.
And we saw the cancer-free bead. It was like a big, giant orange or yellow or gold bead. It was beautiful.
Yeah, we're very proud of this program. And Jean Baruch started this program as a pediatric oncology nurse, and she felt that, you know, these children were so brave and were showing so much courage and strength and resiliency that she just felt that giving them a sticker wasn't enough. Because stickers come apart and stickers fall off.
Last.
And stickers don't last. And
right.
She felt they needed something beautiful. And she started researching, you know, the giving and gift giving and beads and what beads have symbolized throughout, you know, history.
It's an amazing, amazing program. Good for you guys.
Yeah.
How did you get involved?
Well, I actually became involved as a movement specialist because we offer a lot of programs. Our primary program is the Beads of Courage, but we also have sibling support programs and parent support programs.
Tell us about the sibling support program real quick.
Well, we realize that, you know, the child is, it's not just the child that is affected by the disease. It's the entire family. And so the siblings have to watch their, you know, their brother or sister go through all of these, you know, what, you know, really
difficult things,
and mm-hmm. and hardships. And so the siblings will also get support with beads, and they'll have their own strands of what they've had to witness and endure as the sibling.
That's great.
And the parents, you know, we have grief support. We have a journal program also.
Tell us about that.
The journal program is called the Creative Journal Program for Beads of Courage, and it has different animals that symbolize different experiences. So, like, maybe the bear would symbolize, you know, like a feeling. Maybe I feel like a bear today. I don't feel very good. Or, you know, maybe I feel like a tiger. I have courageous. I really am afraid of needles, and I did this, you know, and it's something that they can write and they can draw beads. Well, if you were hope, what would a bead look like? If you were a rabbit, what would it be? You know, so it just allows them another creative outlet
right.
to deal with some of the stresses, the emotional stresses that aren't being addressed necessarily by their, you know, their treatment, physical treatment.
And, you know, sadly, and, you know, it's the first time that these kids go through this.
Yeah.
And whether the child is 4 years old, an infant, a 14-year-old, a 16-year-old, it's
yeah.
nothing you plan for, you know. It's and so this is kind of a way for these kids to enjoy a therapy, if you will,
yeah.
in a positive way to help them not only understand what's happening to them, but to also have common experience with siblings and parents and let and communicate
absolutely.
Their feelings.
That's the great thing. I mean, a 7-year-old who goes through 200 different treatments can go and is out of school for 2 months, goes back to his, you know, second graders and says, yeah, I was in the hospital for 2 months. Well, these second graders will have no idea what
right.
that means.
Right.
But if he can pull out his bead and be like, and this is what I experienced.
And this is what this bead stands for.
And this is what this is. And it gives them a point of communication. And you know, and then they can be like, and I survived this.
It's amazing.
So
do you guys do any school-based stuff? Because I would think that when these little guys are out of school and when they come back to school, all the kids have 1,000 questions. Do you guys do any school-based programs, or do you know of organizations in town that do school-based programs?
You know, that's a really good question, and I'm not familiar with that. Like I said, my job is coming into Beads of Courage was as a movement specialist to start developing a movement and music program for children that are actually in the hospital.
Okay, well then tell us a little bit more about that then, movement
and
music program.
Yeah, just, you know, I realized we did a fundraiser in Seattle at Seattle Children's Hospital, and I just noticed when we brought David Grisman's sextet there to play some bluegrass and
wow.
And go to the children isolation. I just noticed that the kids are missing that. You know, they're missing that element of fun. And I just know that as a dancer myself, that movement, even if it's something small, it gets to a different part of the brain and it's a different sort of emotional release. So that's what I'm working on, is trying to get movements and modify them for children that are in treatment programs.
Good for you.
Now, the Beads of Courage, as you mentioned earlier, has a whole bunch of different programs going on. Where can people go to check this out?
Oh, thanks for asking. Actually, we have a website, a really thorough website that explains everything, and it's beadsofcourage.org.
And I was on there earlier. It gives a history of, you know, the genesis for the program, mm-hmm. and there are all sorts of resources on that website.
Yeah, there's a lot of resources on there for artists who want to get involved, for parents, for siblings.
People want to donate some cabbage.
Yeah, people. We are a nonprofit. We are always open to donations. Yeah,
and it's cool too. I also saw that there's a place. Actually, criteria. If you want to donate beads, you know, they have to be a certain type and they can't contain certain things just because you're dealing with sick kids. So
you
want to make sure that the beads don't, you know, cause some problems.
Yeah, no dog hair on the beads.
Yeah. So, I mean, so that's a great resource for the organization. Now, one more time, remind us the date of the event coming up.
So our event that we're very excited about is Courage in Motion 10-Hour Dance Marathon. It's March 31st.
And with us in studio, besides Erica,
and we have
is the lovely Sabina Sendak, who is the Grand Marshal of the event.
Oh, look at Sabina's eyes, Fred. It's like you called her right down for the Price is Right. Those eyes got big. How you doing, Sabina?
I'm doing good.
Good, good, good. Now, you're the Grand Marshal for this event.
Yes.
How did you get such a lofty honor?
Well, I went to the dance marathon last year, and I met Jean, the founder, and she learned of what I've been through. I've had three open heart surgeries.
Three open heart surgeries?
Yes.
When did you have your first one?
When I was 2 months.
2 months old. And how old are you now?
I'm 14.
14 years old. Okay.
And I was the top fundraiser last year. And so she learned more about me and my story and how much courage it takes to go through something like that. And
you have a lot of courage, young lady. A lot. Good for you.
So, yeah, that's how we met.
So, and then they asked you if you'd be the grand poobah of their event.
Yes.
And you said, no, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I did. Did you jump out of your shoes to say yes, you'd love to do that?
Yes, I did.
Good for you. Now, what do your duties include?
Do you have the wave down?
Yes.
Yeah, the princess wave. There
Got
you go.
It. And so, well, at the dance marathon, they do, like, raffles and stuff, so you get a pull the raffle tickets and see who wins the prizes and talk a little bit about what you've been through and your bead collections on display and everyone gets to see it.
Do you have a lot of beads?
Yeah.
How many do you have?
Like 450.
450 beads. What's your favorite bead?
It's this green glass one that has a bunch of bumps on it and it means discharge from hospital. It's really cool.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, when did you get that one?
When I was first discharged when I was 2 months old.
That's great. As when you were 2 months old, how?
Well, I got my beads. I got them when I first learned about the organization because it wasn't there when I had my surgeries.
Okay, got it. Yeah, that's a good question. We didn't ask you. How old is the Beads of Courage program?
It's 8 years old.
8 years old.
Yeah.
So you got to backtrack and because you're 14, you got to go back to 2 months old when you were released.
Yeah.
And you got to fill up those coffers with beads of things that happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. That's great. So now where do you go from here?
Mm-hmm.
Are you done? Do you no more open heart surgeries? Are you?
We're monitoring it, but hopefully I won't have to have any more. But
good.
Not yet.
Good for you. And you're in school. You've got friends. You run around.
Yeah.
You're a pain in the rear end of your parents just like a regular 14-year-old?
Yeah.
Good.
That's awesome.
Your mom is over there in the corner shaking her head. Oh, yes.
Yeah. and I misspoke. It's Sabina.
Sabina.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Sabina?
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Beautiful name. So, Sabina, what does the future hold for you? What do you hope to do when you get out of college, if you're going to go to college?
I want to be a pediatric cardiologist.
Very good.
Because of I can relate to more what kids are going through because I've been through it. So.
That's great.
Well, it'll probably be a lot easier for you, too. You've had a lot of in-service.
Yeah.
On the job training, as it were.
That's Fred. Mm-hmm. Fred used to be a paramedic, so that's paramedic speak for you used to. It happened to you, so you can tell other people what happened.
Is that what that means? Mm-hmm.
That's what you told me.
Oh, okay.
All right, Sabina. So for all the kids out there that might be listening, or their parents that are listening, what's the best piece of advice you can give them about, you know, what you've been through, you know, to stay positive, to be optimistic? What's the one thing that you kept relying on in your mind that got you to where you are today?
Just have courage. And even if you think you can't do something, when you're faced with you have to do it, you can do it no matter how much you think you can.
Good for you. Good for you. Great advice.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to add that we're also very proud of Sabina because of her experience as a cardiac patient. She suggested that we have cardiac screenings at the dance marathon. So we also are very proud to be in service of the community. So we will have free cardiac screenings in front of the entrance to the dance marathon on March 31st.
Now, what will that entail?
I'm not really sure.
Okay.
I know that they come and they put stuff on you and they check your heart.
You know, you're beautiful. You're a dancer. You're creating a great program. Earlier, you were sharing with us that you're addicted to Wii Karaoke.
Yeah, I am.
We need more info, though.
About Wii Karaoke?
No, I keep asking you questions that you can't answer. I apologize. Yeah. This isn't Stump the Guest.
Yeah, okay. Well,
folks can go to your website and get that information,
right?
They can
go to the website, beadsofcourage.org. I mean, I'm sure that Sabina knows more about cardiac screening, or Vanessa here is also might know about cardiac screening. I'm not really sure about
Sabina, we have 3 minutes before our break. Can you tell our listeners what cardiac screening is, since it was your good idea?
Okay, so what I'm pretty sure that they're going to be doing there is they're going to do EKGs, which is a non-invasive test. They just put little sticky things on your chest and measure your heart rhythm. And if it's abnormal, then they're going to refer you to a cardiologist, and you can go get an echo, and they can make sure everything's going to be okay.
An echocardiogram?
Yeah.
Great. All right. So you even have she does all the terminology down. Good for you, Sabina. All right.
And finally, you know, we have this, you know, bad things happen to kids of all ages. And with us in the studio also is Vanessa West and her daughter, Ariana. And Ariana, I think, is what, 7?
She's 5.
5. Uh-huh. Hi, Ariana. This is radio. You have to talk. No waving. Hi, Ariana. How are you doing? Good. Okay.
Well, she normally talks a lot, so this is...
Well, it's radio. It's a little intimidating. So tell us your story.
Well, Ariana was born with 5 heart defects, and she had open heart surgery when she was 5 months old. And she's, you know, been followed up. She's recently had a heart cath in October. And the older she gets, the little bit more difficult it is to understand what she's going through and how to express that. And when we found out about Beads of Courage, it was just an amazing organization for us. For all of the family, and I know especially for her, she is looking at another heart surgery coming up probably within the next year or so. So,
will that be your last one?
No, unfortunately it won't. This is something that you're never cured of or fixed, and especially with the heart, it's something that she'll be monitored her whole life. And she will have to have a heart valve placed, and that's something that continually needs to be monitored and possibly replaced as she gets older.
Right, as she grows.
Mm-hmm.
So, can you tell us what your favorite bead is? Do you have a favorite bead that you got?
The purple one.
A purple one. Tell us, why did you get the purple bead? Do you remember? No, you don't? It's just the prettiest bead that you have? That's good.
I have a heart one, too.
You do? A heart one as well?
That's my favorite.
It is? That's great.
And that's for her heart surgery, to swear.
All right. Well, we really, really hope you get better, okay? We want to see you grow old and be a great member of our community, okay?
Okay.
And you make sure you give your mommy lots of hugs. Good. Good, good. All right.
I was just thinking, and Larry will need a date later on in life.
Yeah,
hanging out with
the
Beads of Courage kids.
Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of good-looking Beads of Courage kids, if these two are any indication. So he's in a good group.
All right, well, so once again, let's talk about this event, the marathon.
Dance Marathon, it's an event of all ages. We encourage everybody to come participate as much or as little as you can. It's 10 hours. It costs $60 as our fundraising. You know, we encourage people to go out in the community and tell people about Beads of Courage and try to raise money for these kids so that we can continue providing the services that we do. It's March 31st, and you can register online at beadsofcourage.org.
Now, is this one of those things? I know we got 2 minutes.
No.
Oh, we got 20 seconds. I'll ask you off the air. I just want to make sure if people want to get involved, they can go online.
Yes.
Beadsofcourage.org.
Yes.
And get set up. Okay.
Great. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
We have a hard break. When we come back, we'll be talking to Robin Sard and Right Flight.
presidential hopefuls held their second debate in 12 hours. John Huntsman, hoping to get noticed in Tuesday's New Hampshire primary, defended his time as U.S. ambassador to China in the early days of the Obama administration, defended it against Mitt Romney's attacks.
While he was out raising money for serving my country in China, yes, under a Democrat, like my two sons are doing in the United States Navy. They're not asking who, what political affiliation the president is.
The debate was on Meet the Press on NBC. Democratic Party Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz acknowledged the 09 stimulus package has not brought unemployment down, but says the president should be credited for steady improvement that is occurring.
The president certainly has been, should be credited for pushing hard, fighting to get the economy turned around, fighting to create jobs, without any help from the Republicans at all.
Wasserman Schultz on Fox News Sunday. At least two people have been killed in the crash of a Rimrock Trailways bus on I-90 near Clinton in southwestern Montana. More than two dozen others have been sent to the hospitals. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Good Sunday morning to you. I'm KGON meteorologist Aaron Brackett. Partly cloudy skies will be the rule for today. Maybe a sprinkle, but the best chance of that will remain off to the east of Tucson. You're going to notice the cooler temperatures, though. 63 degrees for tonight. Yeah, just a couple degrees away from freezing. We'll call it 35. And a cool start to the week. Mostly sunny skies on your Monday. High of 61. For 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM, I'm meteorologist Aaron Brackett.
Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that'll exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
What's a monkey burger?
A simple, well-made burger cooked to your choice.
Why monkey burger?
We called it that because come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway and Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
Hey, folks. What you said that? Okay. Welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show, where we talk about all the positive things happening in Tucson and Southern Arizona.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
What was wrong with the way I started it?
Remember our friend of the show, Ed Ackerley?
No.
Told us that every time we come back from a break,
we have to have the same.
We should be consistent.
Yes.
And reintroduce ourselves for people who are, you know, just tuning in.
Oh, then let me introduce myself. My name is Jeff Ronstadt. I am a Tucson native, born at St. Joe's Hospital. Lived at 2112 East Monta Vista until 1969. What else do you want to know? Went to St. Peter Paul, South Point, the University of Arizona. Own an insurance agency on the east side of town.
Are you done yet?
You said introduce ourselves. Who are you?
Okay, so this is the Fred and Jeff Show.
That's usually where you say you're a recovering politician.
Oh, I am a recovering politician. However, we want to thank our guests from the last segment,
yes.
Beads of Courage. Great organization. Phenomenal organization. Visit them at beadsofcourage.org.
Right.
Erica Columbia. And I'm going to say this right, Sabina. God, I'm so bad with names.
There's a lot of things you're bad with, but there's a lot of things you're good with.
I should say. Sabina, who's the Grand Marshal of the Courage in Motion second annual dance marathon coming up in March,
right,
over down at the U of A. So
yeah, plenty of time to support those guys.
Yeah, go to the website and find out about this organization. It's a phenomenal organization. Helps a lot of kids and their families going through really tragic situations with health and makes their lives a lot better.
A lot better.
So another...
And let me interject one thing, though, Fred.
Yeah.
You know, folks, if you missed the first segment of our show, the first half hour of our show, you could probably fast forward of all the bickering between Fred and I, but you'd get to the interviews with these folks. And so check us out on iTunes. We podcast our show every week on iTunes. Or you can go to our website, fredandjeff.com. We'll have links to these organizations. I know sometimes when I'm listening to the radio and someone throws out a web address and you're driving and you don't have a pen, but go to fredandjeff.com and there'll be links to all these organizations. So if you want to help, you want to support them, you can.
Yeah, and that's very easy to remember. Very easy to remember. Also, something that's easy to remember is if you want to be on our newsletter, we get, you know, send something out to you every week. If we see, I can write.
It's almost like Porky Pig.
I can write. I can write, but I can't speak.
That doesn't go well on radio, Fred.
Yeah, you're right. So so if you want to receive our newsletter, just send me an email at fred@fredandjeff.com. So you can visit fredandjeff.com or send me an email or do both.
And now the rest of the show.
Back to reality.
And okay. We got a great and folks, again, our show is about all the great things that happened, the people, places, events, and history in Tucson and Southern Arizona. And the gentleman we're getting ready to talk to now is Lieutenant Colonel Robin Spidey Stoddard. And Robin has a great story 25 years ago.
Well, let him tell a story.
Well,
Robin, how are you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen,
hey, how's it going, guys?
How you doing, buddy?
did you ever think you would be back on the air with us?
This is great.
You like it, huh?
Yeah, it's good, man.
New digs, nicer microphones.
Yeah.
You know, it's all good.
Pull up 104.1 rules, right?
Yeah, 104.1 right. The truth. Yep.
Yeah, the only bad thing is we can't smoke in the studio.
Yeah.
True. So we'd have, you know, cigars and maybe a little taste of tequila or something.
Thanks for the whiskey later.
So, Robin, 25 years. Well, tell our listeners who you are.
Yeah, Robin Stoddard, executive director of Wright Flight. And Wright Flight, named after the Wright brothers, started it with a few other officers here at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base about 25 years ago. And now we're in several states and flying thousands of kids. So it's a youth aviation program.
So what did you do in your prior life before you became the executive director of Wright Flight? Actually, you're the founder of Wright Flight,
Founder,
right?
Of Wright Flight. I was a fighter pilot, A-10, H-7, F-16, Russian AN-2. I've flown in Iraq and Afghanistan, and I just saw how kids were excited about aviation, so I thought, let's start an organization that kind of builds on that excitement and let kids get involved with aviation at a young age. By doing so, they stay out of trouble, they set higher goals, they get better grades. So that's what we did.
How did you get excited about aviation when you were a kid?
My father was an F-86 fighter pilot during the Korean War. And it just so happens that my son now is becoming a fighter pilot, so we might be the first ever third generation fighter pilot family.
Wow.
Because the Air Force was founded in 1947. My dad was a 1952 fighter pilot, and I was from the 70s to the 80s, 90s, and zeros. My last combat mission as a 50-year-old was in Afghanistan in 05. So it sort of runs in the family.
That's great. And so you have been you're also the A-10 instructor down at Davis-Monthan?
Yeah, I now teach as a contractor, and I teach young A-10 pilots how to fly better and how to do different tactics. We teach them how to attack targets in Afghanistan or other places before they ever go. We have a very sophisticated simulator system, and I think one of you guys has been behind the stick once or twice, as I recall.
And,
you can shoot up the town, or in a figurative way, obviously. you can strafe. It is fun strafing. It's about as fun as it looks like on TV on the old World War II movies.
Oh, it's a good time.
Yeah.
Try to fly between buildings.
You can fly between the buildings.
And then
fly,
when you crash,
you can
no
fly through the U of A new stadium
yeah,
type of stuff.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Tried to land it right on the 50-yard line. Didn't work.
Yeah, that's right.
Not enough runway.
No, not nearly enough. Nearly enough. So that's great. So you guys, earlier you were saying that Wright Flight is now in multiple states?
Right. We just, in fact, just on the phone today, we're a couple of good groups in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Missouri, Kansas. People hear about Wright Flight and they say, hey, I want that in my community. So try to support that.
Are these other pilots?
Usually it's other pilots that have heard about it and they want to set it up because, believe it or not, in the last maybe 30 years or so, we've lost 300,000 to 400,000 pilots in America that are not being replaced by younger pilots. So we had a big wave of ex-World War II and Korean
that's
War.
That's military, civilian,
that's all pilots,
everything.
All pilots,
everything.
Yeah. And so America was the leading, you know, countries, probably still is in terms of pilots, but there are probably right now more pilots from foreign countries training in Arizona than there are from the U.S. training in Arizona. And so when you take a look at that, you know, the long-term trends aren't good, and I think we want to get as many young people involved in aviation. We are the leading predominant power in aviation. I think we should retain that.
So when you say that we're training all of these folks to be pilots, are you talking about we're training them to fly jetliners, or training them to fly
both commercial and military? We have huge schools for foreign students learning how to fly small airplanes, but moving on up to commercial airplanes in Arizona. And of course, here at the local Air Guard, we teach a lot of foreign pilots. And so what I'm suggesting is we want to make sure that America still is a preeminent power in aviation, and we can only do that by getting as many young people involved. But in the state of Arizona, there's right now probably more foreigners learning how to fly than there are U.S. citizens.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So how do you guys choose the kids to join your program, or how do the kids choose you?
Let's take an even bigger step backwards. Let's start from nuts and bolts. What exactly is Wright Flight?
Well, Wright Flight, we're named after the Wright brothers. And when you think about it, two entrepreneurs had a business, bicycle mechanics. They decided they wanted to invent something. And without any government sponsorship, they just went out and made a dedicated and a deliberate and a nice way of just approaching a target, to put it in the fighter pilot vernacular. They decided they would just do it step by step, and they were successful, and all the other inventors of the time were not successful. And they were successful because I think they worked off each other, just like the Fred and Jeff show works off each other. You guys work off each other. You're a pair. Well, you know.
Yeah, we're inventing great radio.
That's
but
right.
We definitely are a pair.
Well, yeah. But you think about it, the most successful fighter pilot of all time, Eric Hartman, 352 kills with a wingman, and the greatest, one of the greatest Luke fighter pilots, or you know, Arizona fighter pilots. He always operated solo, and he had about 20 kills before he died, Frank Luke. So people working together, just like your beads of courage, just like other things you do, usually you can do a lot farther. You can go a lot farther. Well, the Wright brothers invented the first heavier-than-air aircraft that was actually flying, sustainable, had the right motor and everything. And we think that example for young people today, that you can set a goal and you can try to achieve it, but you have to go about it in a deliberate manner. You know, you can't just say things will be given to you and expect it to happen. Well, that's why we named the organization after the Wright brothers.
That's great.
Now, so the premise is, you know, these kids are earning some valuable thing at the end of the road.
That's right. In fact, the kids have to sign a triplicate business form contract. And for most kids, it's the first time they've ever signed something like that. They have to stipulate what area of schoolwork they're going to raise their grades in, or if they're getting good grades, maybe do an extra credit project.
So let's, again, take a step back. So these kids, the goal is to get these, you know, you identify a school, you go in, and the goal is to get these kids to achieve higher.
First, they must pass a history of aviation test.
Really?
And then they have to, then they get the chance of flying an airplane, an actual airplane. So in about a week and a half, you're going to have 30, 40 kids out of Tucson International Airport from a local school flying, 11, 12-year-olds flying airplanes for the first time with our highly skilled and confident Wright Flight pilots.
Wait.
The kids are going to be flying.
When you say highly skilled and competent Wright Flight pilots, who are these wonderful people?
Most of them are very experienced aviators. We don't have a lot of we have a few younger pilots, but most of them have thousands of hours of flying.
Are they all military folks?
They're predominant military, but we also have a lot of civilian pilots. It's great. They both provide a balance to each other. We have Navy pilots, Air Force pilots, Marine pilots. We have local pilots that have been in the community for a long, long time. We have pilots. The Pima County Sheriff's Department Aero Squadron helped start the program 25 years ago with their pilots.
That's great.
And so all these pilots come together, and then they let the Wright Flight graduate fly next to them. So the 11 or 12-year-old will actually be flying the airplane 80 to 90% of that mission.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to take a quick break, finish paying the bills, and when we come back, we want to hear more about Wright Flight, so folks, stick around.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
I'm Jim Ronstadt. Over 100 years ago, my grandfather established Ronstadt Hardware in the heart of the old Pueblo. The Ronstadts were a pioneer family during the growth of a fledgling city, and his store was founded on hard work, craftsmanship, and good service.
This is Jeff Ronstadt, and I am proud to carry on the family tradition with my dad at Ronstadt Insurance. In these trying economic times, you may have many questions about your health care and what's on the horizon. You may be asking questions like, how do I enroll in a Medicare plan and how much will it cost? Are my prescription drugs covered? And what will my out-of-pocket cost be?
If you are confused about Medicare, call us at 721-4848 and we will help you make a confident decision about your Medicare benefits. We are insurance agents licensed by the state of Arizona and we would be honored to assist you.
That's Ronstadt Insurance. Call us at 721-4848. We are pioneers in good service.
To live in Tucson?
Because our tapestry of heritage and culture attracts interest from around the world.
While our vibrant community of artists lifts our spirits and sparks our imagination.
Because downtown Tucson is coming to life.
Because you can dress down for the rodeo in the morning and dress up for the theater at night.
Because an army of entrepreneurs and small business owners help fuel our economy.
This is my Tucson, and together we thrive.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred. This is Jeff Ronstadt. I'm here with my older, smart-ass brother, Fred. thanks, folks, for tuning into the Fred and Jeff Show, where we talk about the positive things that happen here in Tucson and Southern Arizona. And our guest today is Lieutenant Colonel Robin Stoddard from the executive director of Wright Flight. How you doing, Robin?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Great to be here.
So when we before we broke,
thought that was funny, didn't you, Fred?
I thought it was hysterical because it was just hysterical.
A friend of the show, Tony Zinman, used to come around. We'll have Tony on in the future, and we used to do that to Tony all the time. So now I feel like I've been had.
You've been Zimmoned.
I've been Z'd. No, sorry, Robin.
So, all right, so before the break, we're talking about Wright Flight, the program, how this program is set up to help kids, young adults, learn how to achieve, and as a reward for passing an avionics test.
Aviation test.
Yeah. And increasing their grades or doing whatever they contracted with the organization to do, they get to fly a plane.
That's right. It's amazing what it changes some kids. It's about a 9-week program. The history of aviation class we teach with that goes from the Wright brothers to the space shuttle. and the kid has to sign a contract, maybe raise a math grade, a social science or spelling grade. One young girl's contract at one of the Indian schools was to at least talk once a day in class, because she was just a very withdrawn, scared child. And the teacher said in 9 weeks, she just blossomed. Because she wanted to fly so badly that she would force herself to at least speak up one time every day in class. And so there's behavior contracts we do, and also raising grade contracts. One kid, his contract was to raise his spelling grade from an F to an A, and his teacher didn't want him to do that contract. She said maybe F to a C, F to a B.
She thought it was too aggressive.
And he said, no, miss, I want to do it. And she said, well, this would also be a good lesson. If he fails, if he only gets a B, then he won't fly. If you contract to raise your grade to an A and you raise it to a B, you do not fly the airplane. Well, he raised it to an A, and a week later he won the school spelling bee. So in 9 weeks he goes from F's in spelling to A's because he wants to fly so badly.
That's awesome.
So the school didn't change. Maybe a bad home situation didn't change. But what changed is his desire and his motivation. And so if you tap into a youngster's desire and motivation, and we use aviation to do that, well, in a sense, the sky is the limit, because they're going to be flying. And they realize, you know, letter grades are kind of cool, but you know what? When I'm flying an airplane, that's something entirely different, because – you know, we know that the educational system is basically watered down these days. The A's are given out like B's and C's used to be in the old days. And so this is real achievement. Well, and that's what the schools use it for.
Let's talk about that for a second, Robin, because I think you touch on something that's real important to everybody here in the community, and that's giving these kids a sense of achievement. And when you say you're going to – if you do this, if you follow this contract, you meet the terms of this contract that you sign – then you get to fly a plane. What do you mean fly? Define that fly plane for our listeners, because you're throwing this 11-year-old kid out there in a Cessna.
I encourage all your listeners a week from this Saturday, so Saturday the 14th, to look up, and if there's a little airplane flying around Tucson, there's a good chance that there's an 11- or 12-year-old at the controls. We have a program, and the FAA, the local air traffic controllers, have given us our own little area to fly. We have our pilot sitting next to the kids. These are dual-controlled aircraft. So each pilot, the kid and our right flight pilot, have access to the yoke. We have a very thorough safety briefing. The kids learn how the basic mechanics of operating an airplane, and then they go out and actually do it. So you can imagine, after the takeoff, the kid is flying 80 to 90% of the mission, and of course our pilots do the landings.
That's unbelievable.
And we've done it for 25 years safely, and I'd like to thank the good Lord, because He's protected us, I think, because there's been times when our airplanes have broken, but never when a right flight kid was near them.
Okay.
We've had cases where, you know, a magneto went bad, so the airplane wouldn't work correctly. But every time that's happened on a test flight or on a maintenance flight or something, we've never had a problem. And so, you know, I praise the Lord for that.
Can you tell us about these planes? What kind of planes are these kids
flying?
These
are all single-engine airplanes with dual control. So it's like a Cessna 172 or a 182. We have a lot of volunteers in the local area that bring their planes. They are airplanes that have props, and they have dual controls and two or four seats. And so
Mom and dad could fly with the little...
Sometimes the parent gets to go up with the child. We don't allow it all the time, but just if we have the space. We have some great... We have a retired Navy pilot that's really good, works with us. We have a UPS pilot. We have commercial pilots. Like I said, Sheriff's Department pilots. They all, you know, support this program with their time and their airplanes.
Okay, so two more things. A, if I want Right Flight to come to my kid's school to start this program, how do I do that?
Yeah, well, we have a website, so you can check out on the website how to contact us, and that's rightflight.org, right as in Wright Brothers, www.rightflight.org. Our local phone number is 294-0404. Call and leave a message. We only have two paid staff. We try to help 1,000 kids a year. So we keep our overhead as small as possible. So call and leave a message. If you don't hear from us in a day or so, call again. But we have this program in public schools, private schools. We have it home schools, charter schools. We can work the program with almost any type of youth group. We've worked with Boys and Girls Clubs or Jewish Community Center groups in the past.
How do you choose the groups?
They have to choose us. We have to have someone committed from that organization, that school, or that charter school or something says, hey, I want to get this program. Because we do not have a lot of paid staff, we have to be able to train them how to promote the program in their school and how to follow through. And so we do it by getting people energized and enthusiastic about it. And when the teachers see the results, it's just amazing. The principal at Bricta Elementary School, and a few years prior to that at Reynolds Elementary School, now closed down, they both had the same thing to say. They said this is the best program they've seen in their 25 years in public education because we make kids hit and reach a higher standard, and it motivates them, and it's exciting, and there is a little bit of a danger element. Everybody, the only time the normal person hears about a small airplane is when it crashes. Right. You think about it. An airplane crashes today in Minnesota or Kansas, it'll be on the local Arizona news. Well, this works because the kids are scared, but we have a great, safe program, and we want the kids to experience the thrill of flight and the challenges of flight. And now we have some kids actually that have done it 10, 15, 20 years ago are now supporting us. They're sending us donations because they know it changed their lives. So now we're asking other people to make donations locally so that they could help fly as many kids as possible.
Well, there is an opportunity to make a very simple donation. It's called the
1903 Club. This is really cool.
Club.
And thank you, guys, because I know you've promoted this before and it's helped us out. You know, it's amazing. 1903 was the year the Wright brothers first flew. Well, we have a thing called the 1903 Club where anyone can go on our website or call us and we'll set it up. They donate $19.03 every month on a credit card. It's about 75 cents a day. But they know that if they ever get on Jeopardy, that they'll know the answer to the Wright brothers' first year, 1903. So 1903 for that. But they know it's about 75 cents a day. And that's about the cost and fuel it takes us to fly one kid. So that means every month you're flying one kid, or that's about the cost of our education notebook for each kid. So you're helping one kid, but you know it's sort of
giving
them more than a dream.
Is it one kid a month?
One kid per month.
Wow, for $19.03.
The fuel to fly these kids is going to be about $20 per kid this next fly day. So if you do a 1903 club, then you're helping fly one kid a month forever.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Now,
and they also get this wonderful calendar that you guys are going to give away
we'll give away a calendar in a minute. But we want to talk about the massive, major award you guys just
received. Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, back in Washington, D.C.
That's pretty amazing. Thanks. I was back in Washington, D.C. in September at the U.S. Senate. And somebody from Green Valley, a really nice gentleman, nominated us for an award. And we got it from the U.S. Senate, the National Aeronautical Association Public Benefit for Flying Award.
That's amazing.
The old fighter pilot shows up at the U.S. Senate, and we have this room next to one of the main rooms, and we get this award in the nation's capital. So
congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. And it's all the Wright Flight volunteers. The Wright Flight volunteers and some of our local donors kind of what made this happen when you think about it. Because we could not do this without the funding of the great people of Arizona and the local volunteers. We got some retired people, we got some Qantas groups, we got other people. They're just helping us out, and without them, we couldn't make it happen.
That's why Tucson is a great place to live.
Concur.
Now we do have a couple things to give away. First of all, we have this beautiful calendar that Robin brought in. It's actually something you guys use to raise money for Wright Flight. It's 12, I guess maybe 13 pictures of antique aircraft.
World War II aviation. It's a World War II aviation calendar. And like this week in aviation history, every week this got stuff on aviation history, but these beautiful, huge pictures.
And they're actual pictures.
They're not
drawings or anything else.
The ones that are still flying. It's a ghost calendar by Phil McKenna.
It's awesome.
And these go all over the world. And some people just buy the calendars to frame the pictures and put them in their workshop or garage. This is a great, great calendar, and we sell them at the Wright Flight office.
So the first person to email me at fred@fredandjeff.com, send your address, and we'll mail this thing out to you, and just put calendar in the subject line.
That sounds great. A World War II calendar would be the best subject
line. Yeah, it's beautiful. Thank you, Robin.
And the second thing we want to do is give away a dozen roses from our friends at Mayfield Florist, Don Coleman.
That's right. Don and Greg Coleman, the Coleman family.
The Coleman family. The first person to email me at fred@fredandjeff.com with the year the Wright brothers first took flight.
Excellent. 1903. Remember that, guys.
Robin!
I'm usually the one that screws up and gives the answer, but that's okay.
All right, so 1903 Club, let's promote it again.
That's the whole purpose. The first person to email me at fred@fredandjeff.com with the year the Wright brothers took flight.
Make him put in the date, too. Month and
date. We'll make him go look it up. The date, the complete date, month, day, and year that the Wright brothers took flight at Kitty Hawk. We'll get a dozen roses from our friends over at Mayfield Floors.
Right.
Cool.
So, Robin, you and are one of the guys that
You're great. You're one of the people that makes Tucson a great place to live.
Well,
thank you so much for everything you do, Robin.
God bless you guys. Really, and God bless the Ronstadt clan.
Well, thanks. And folks, we'll see you next week here on The Fred and Jeff Show.